You're on Leet Rambo Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9.
Ooh, I heard that one in my ears and it was bad. Okay, I would like to apologize to every one of you out there. No, we did not just go into daylight savings time. Moggy just did read the clock wrong. It is not 2:15.
Everything starts to look the same at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, but we're the supposed to be the ones that are alert and awake. We're the ones that everyone's supposed to say, how come these people are so alert and awake at 2 a.m.? Which
fine
it
then,
isn't.
I'll do it.
Which
fine then, I'll do it.
It's 20 past one. Now fine. Give me a good call. Time
fine
call.
Fine then, the time is 20 past one.
Now, just then
On Friday morning.
And just then we had Mrs. Robinson and Bjork with Declare Independence. And a true story. One of the things that I want to do sometime throughout the next year is actually get a whole bunch of people, I don't know, about 5 or 6 different people, and put them all into GIMP masks, and then go into Federation Square and start doing the Declare Independence thing, because I think that would freaking rock. If you got any feedback on that inane and acidine idea, send in your SMSs to 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. And on the subject of Bjork, we received an SMS from Andrew. What did it say?
Let me just bring up my email. I went to see Bjork in concert on the steps of the Sydney Opera House early this year. Declare Independence was a huge hit on the night, Andrew.
Yes, let us all declare independence. Thank you, Andrew. Send in all of your SMSs and emails into the studio, because at 20 past one, not too moggy, in the morning, we can tend to feel a bit lonely and unloved.
Yes, we want your messages.
In fact, all we have is each other to keep us warm and cozy. What do we have next?
We're going to have new releases just as soon as they're it can't find it. Looks like we're without new releases this week.
New releases? I think we should go to a track and try and fix this technical gremlin
yes.
of ours.
We seem to be plagued by technical problems on our show. Remember that show we had no internet?
Oh my goodness, how could you do a show about technology without the internet? Ah, that was horrible, that was awful. And I don't think we have to go through that again. In fact, Moggy, let's throw to a tract. In fact, it's King Mistar with Detachable Penis. Let's go to the other
computer. No, it's not. It's Everybody's Having Sex.
You just keep on skipping my tracks?
I'm only playing what you tell me to, so it's your own fault.
All right, People Are Still Having Sex by Latour. This is a lovely track. It gives me all fiery and burny. And after that, we have...
It's funny because it's true.
It's funny because it's true. Thank you, Moggy. And after that, we have Free Your Mind by En Vogue. Take it away, Moggy.
You're on Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9. You can catch Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com. You're on Leet Rambo Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9 with Moggy and Heathcliff with you until 3 o'clock.
3 in the morning, can you believe it? Just then we had People Are Still Having Sex. Ooh, that
yeah.
was by Latour.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And Free Your Mind by En Vogue and Tragedy by the Bee Gees. Now, usually on Leet Rambo Rufflecopter, we wouldn't talk so much about social issues. But there's something that came to my mind when I was thinking about People Are Still Having Sex and Free Your Mind and Tragedy. And you guessed it, that topic is World Youth Day. Oh my...
No, let's not go into it. Oh,
No.
No.
Oh.
No, 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 no.
You've shut me down. My confidence is deflated. My confidence is flaccid. All right, new releases.
Actually, I think we'll do the month.
We'll do the month.
Because it is such a paltry month, at least according to Verp.
I'm looking at this list and I'm groaning. E3 is at the moment and all these exciting new titles are being announced.
And no one really cares about releasing, because they all really care about getting a build of their product out for E3 to wow the press. So, yeah, the consumer takes a back seat for these next couple of weeks.
Well, I think we're not going to get an awful lot until Christmas, do you think?
No, not really.
Well, here we are, coming out on the 24th of July, 2008.
Is AR, the Tower of Eternity.
It's a PC title, so there's...
It does have that epic sort of sounding name to it.
Of course it does.
The Tower of Eternity.
The Tower of Eternity. And coming out on the Nintendo DS is Cory in the House.
Yay.
Do we know anything about Cory in the House?
I don't know. It's some Disney show.
It's flipped underneath the radar.
Yes, and the sweet life of Zack and Cody, Circles of Spies. Yet another Disney game. Do you remember when Disney games were actually good? Like, yeah. Like with Capcom were making them, like Aladdin and...
I remember.
And, yeah, the men... No, was it Donald and Mickey games?
No, what I remember is back in about 1993, 1994, the Lion King game. Now, that game was seriously epic. I mean, it would start off as a regular platformer, but then you'd be, like, chasing or being outrun by gazelles, and you'd be falling through spikes and all that kind of thing. Of course,
Not very pretty for its time.
It looked very pretty. A lot of the Disney games did, but like most licensed titles, I wouldn't expect an awful lot of these.
And then the week after that...
Garfield gets real...
It's another licensed game.
Yeah, but at least Garfield has a bigger fan base than I'd imagine than Zack and Cody. I mean, I know some people that are just nuts about Garfield. And when I say nuts, they're like, nuts, I love Garfield! Oh, I think
levels.
We must watch our levels. Excitement levels and volume.
Don't make me get the ruler.
The ruler. Yeah. Don't take the ruler out. It is ever so painful. And the following week, whoa, here we go. Hellboy, Science of Evil.
What is with the entire month ahead with licensed games?
Now, it's coming out for the Xbox 360, and also there's Hellboy, Science of Evil, coming out on the PlayStation 3.
So an entire month, well, at least at the moment, at least what Verp is telling me, an entire month of licensed games.
At least I've heard some good things about the Hellboy movie. Well, at least it looks very pretty. Dare we talk about The Dark Knight on Lead Rainbow Rafflecopter? Come on, it was based on a comic. It was based on a comic book. That's geeky enough to make it onto the show, right?
Yeah. You haven't seen it either, so we can't really talk about it.
Oh. I've heard a lot of good things about it. That's all I'm going to say. And apparently they are showing it a certain big screen near you.
But what's with all the stream? What's with the stream or the deluge of superhero comics movies? Superhero comic movies.
Well, I don't really so mind the superhero comics. The thing that's getting me about the movies at the moment is that they are remaking the cherished cartoons and TV series of, I don't know, from the 60s up until the mid-80s. I mean, we've got the Transformers, we've got an Astro Boy coming out, we've got Speed Racer.
There's even Spider-Man 4 in the works.
That's on the superhero pile. I'm not talking about that at the moment. We've got our...
There's an Astro Boy?
Yes, an Astro Boy is coming out.
A real-life one?
I think it is a live... Well, I say live action, but it could just as easily mean a 3D animation, which...
And there's also the Akira remake by Peter Jackson.
Oh, yes. Dragon Ball Z movie.
Oh, yes.
Coming out soon. And people are up in arms about the fact that this Japanese story of Goku and all of his friends is being portrayed by a white man. What the hell, people? This is a Hollywood film, so they're going to include white people. It's probably what you'd expect.
All the cast were white anyway. The only difference was the black character was insanely racist, but and it's the same with all anime. Pretty much everybody is white, except for side characters who are black.
I suppose there was Piccolo. everybody kind of thought Piccolo was cool.
But he was green.
He was green and from Namek and had cool powers. Well, later in the series.
On that topic, it's actually quite fun, strange that they actually, there is so little diversity in Japanese games in terms of races. And there's a whole bunch of shit blowing over about the Resident Evil 5, or about Resident Evil 5 and the whole black zombies in Africa.
Black zombies in Africa.
And the white versus black violence. And a lot of people were saying it's the way that the Japanese don't really see it that way.
I think I believe it's appropriate to put this into a greater context. The Resident Evil series has been well known for its for just mowing, or at least strategy, and taking down zombies. Now, the zombies in this series, like most zombies, are ranging in intelligence, but what's more, they are going to kill and kill and kill until you're dead. And then they're going to eat you, or take your brain, or whatever the hell the zombies
want. There actually is
a
story reason behind them choosing Africa. Because it's the birthplace of not only mankind, but of the T-Virus. So you can't have Africa without black people.
But the thing, I mean, I've seen the trailer for the Resident Evil 5 trailer, and I must admit that it does make me feel a little bit uneasy to see a white man mow down so many black people, even if they are zombies and they are coming to kill him, and it is self-defense, it puts me a little bit on edge. Maybe that's just the social climate that we're in here.
Do you remember the whole Sony debacle with their advertising for the PSP Lite?
I'm afraid not. I don't remember that one. You're going to have
to
refresh
me. It was essentially a white woman screaming down a black woman's throat. Not literally, but, you know, like, she was on top. The woman was significantly higher in the frame than the black woman she was sort of being screamed down to. And that sort of caused a lot of controversy.
Well, in the unit that I study at university, which happens to be sex, gender, and diversity, we are told to look at images on three different levels. We look at things on a face level, and then we look at what the symbols are and what those symbols mean on a greater level. Now, in terms of that Resident Evil 4 trailer, it is just a white man mowing down a lot of zombies with a machine gun. But
And women.
We're not sexist here on Joy 94.9. We're all about diversity.
And somehow in Resident Evil games, a woman wearing nothing but a singlet with a jumper wrapped around her waist can single-handedly mow down a bunch of zombies and still live to tell the tale. But anyway, let's go on.
Well, it's just that the symbols that we associate with such an action are greater than what they perhaps are intended to be. So I think that Capcom might want to be very careful about how it markets that particular title. But going back as to what the trend in movies is, that the nostalgia and the warm, wonderful feelings...
Yes, now we're going full circle now.
That people hold in their hearts with their shows like Bewitched and Get Smart. They're just farting all over it, playing the cast in very bad ways.
But things come around in a circle, like now My Little Pony's popular, and Care Bears. Everything comes around in a cycle. Everything gets recycled in, like Cabbage Patch Kids are making a revival.
But keep in mind that those are toys, and the difference between the ways that toys are marketed is that eventually the old generation that liked it is going to grow up, and you've got a new generation that doesn't know a thing, and you can market to that just like the first time. But the difference is that with the cartoons, with TV series like this, people are still old enough to remember this and to value this. And it just irritates me. I don't really think I need to divulge any further on this topic other than to quote Jay Sherman, Jay Sherman, a cartoon character from the TV series The Critic, if the movie stinks, just don't go. If the movie stinks, just don't go.
You're on Leech Rambo Off a Cop the Year on Joy 94.9, and the time is 10:02 or 15:02?
10:02. You've got to learn how to read analog clocks, Mr. Mohi.
Yes, I've been spoiled by digital. Anyway, let's go to a track. This is MacArthur's Park by Donna Summers. Let me just get the proper CD.
Here we go. We've got it now. Enjoy.
You can catch Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com. You're on Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy...
Corey, what are you doing? Moggy, ow! My virgin ears. Oh, I do believe that I think I should put the last track into context. John Scatman was a beautiful person, and as much as you might think that it's a dirty song, scat is actually a jazz term which relates to using nonsense syllables in place of a musical instrument, and he has done a marvelous job. It's unfortunate that he's dead and there'll be no more scat coming out of him. Oops, double entendre. Oh, E3! I think it's where 1 hour and over 5 minutes into the show. I think it's about time we talked about the biggest meeting about video games in the year. Starting off, we have Nintendo with Animal Crossing City Folk.
Yes. I'm actually a huge fan of Animal Crossing. It was actually one of the very first DS games I got.
I owned the GameCube version. I liked it, but the concept wore a little bit thin on me after about the first 6 months.
There are actually people who just play religiously. Some have years and years worth of Animal Crossing. Well, have their towns that are years and years old.
The Animal Crossing, just like The Sims, is an eternal game that it's... I guess you could say it's...
No, they've actually said there's only so much you can do. They've scientifically proven that there's only so much you can do in Animal Crossing before you do everything.
I suppose you could say the same thing about The Sims, but it just keeps on going and going and going and going until you kind of realize, I wasted half my life on this kind of thing.
You're going to fail in the end.
I've been living too much of my virtual life to worry about my first one. And, yes, on what Moggy said...
It's like Tetris. You're going to lose in the end.
You're always going to lose in the end of Tetris. It's a grim fact that we all must face. So, what about Animal Crossing at E3?
Well, it's going to have a lot of Wi-Fi features.
Wi-Fi.
Like, you'll be able to... connectivity for your DS. So, and Wild World. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if they actually did plan for this beforehand, because you can actually transfer your Wild World characters and their entire collection, all their items, to the City Folk.
Or it's quite likely that it just makes a copy of everything on the DS card and then just wipes it clean.
Or just as it makes it a permanent move.
Or you could say it like that. I prefer mine.
No, you'll be able to move them back and forth by the sounds of it if you don't have Wi-Fi to take to your friend's place.
Ooh, Nintendo, you're up to some cunning stuff.
And there's actually tons of rumors surrounding it before it was even announced. Like, for instance, the whole standby mode. It's actually been proven true that you can visit your friend's town on standby mode.
But Moggy, what about the actual important stuff? What makes it so different than the other ones?
It's another Animal Crossing. They don't have to be different.
Actually, this one, rather than being in a town, is apparently in a city.
Well, judging by the name, and actually, from the screenshots, it actually looks... The the surroundings look a lot more city-like than just plain old green and brown pastures.
I think we've said enough about Animal Crossing.
Yes, and it's supposedly coming out in November for the US and probably much earlier in Japan.
Now, Nintendo was also released a little bit of a release. At least it's
Yes, it's
Ooh, that's what we've got the cough mute button for.
It's actually it's made its fair share of announces of new hardware.
A gyroscope attachment to give greater precision to the Wiimote.
Which it should have done in the first place.
It should have done it in the first place if it could be done.
I wonder if you actually have to sacrifice the nunchuck for that.
It's possible.
Because the attachment looks like the attachment actually plugs in the extension port of the Wiimote. And there's not another extension port from what I've seen of it.
Well, I would certainly hope that this technology gets built into the future Wiimotes while having the gyroscope attachment as an option for those working with a 2.0 system. It is the 2.0, isn't it? Or is it that just with the straps?
I don't know.
Anyway, Wii Speak.
Yes, this is the one I actually don't really know much about, other than it's essentially a localized intercom system that you stick on your TV and people and everybody can use it. Your family, your friends can use it as a microphone.
So you can, while you're playing Animal Crossing
in one room, there you can talk to somebody else in another room.
Would this have functionality online as well?
I don't actually know if it's used online, but it will be the first game it will be used with. It will be Animal Crossing.
You do realize that all this technology that is supposed to improve communication is actually separating us, because people would probably just deliberately sit in separate rooms so they could use their Wii Speak while losing up all those precious carbons that we so value ever so much. And Logitech announces a wireless keyboard for the Wii, for all those people that love surfing their Wii internet channel on their televisions.
Mm-hmm. And there's also a whole bunch of little miscellaneous things, like Rhythm Tengoku Gold will actually be a US release as well. Because the original one was pretty much at the end of the lifespan of the Game Boy Advance, so... And Nintendo, for the Game Boy Advance, Nintendo were only really focusing on the big titles like Final Fantasy VI and Minish Cap, so it didn't get that much of a look in. So, yeah, Rhythm Tengoku Gold will be a US release.
I do like that game.
It's essentially a really, really simplified rhythm game, or a whole series of simple mini-games using pretty much only one button, or in this case, a stylus.
Moggy, you must have wet yourself over the new Pikmin title in the works.
Well, he hasn't really said... They haven't really announced any details, just that... Miyamoto has just bluntly said, we're making our Pikmin game, that's it. In one line.
Well, still, that's enough. How do you think they would be able to incorporate Wii functionality into that?
I know, it could be a DS game.
It could very well be. Pikmin on the go. Wii Music.
Yes, over 50 instruments, and which don't actually use any buttons or any body gestures. And it also incorporates the balance board. For instance, for the drum kit.
Now, this reminds me of a certain game that's also been coming out.
Oh, yes,
It seems to be a big trend going out in the gaming industry at the moment, and that is band synthesizers. We've got our Guitar Heroes, we've got our Drum Manias, and... Oh, more. I'm having a mind blank. I'm suddenly becoming out of touch.
But it used to be that rhythm games were only for skinny Asian people in arcades. So... It's suddenly become really, really cool to play these rhythm games like Guitar Hero and Rock Band.
Yes, but it's essentially the same game with the Asian rung out of them. That's probably an incredibly racist thing to say, but if you have a look at the models that are played in the arcades around Melbourne, and the ones that... And the Guitar Hero ones, it's practically the same
game.
Like,
for instance, the Konami, who's doing Rock Revolution... Those, which is basically a combination of their Guitar Freaks and Drum Freaks set, Well, they're two series of games. It looks absolutely nothing like the Japanese edition.
I think rather than mistaking the claim that it has the Asian rung out of it, I think westernized is a better term for it. Also, oh my goodness, Grand Theft Auto for the DS Chinatown Wars. I didn't think they'd go there. I really didn't.
And they went there.
They went there. What can we say about this?
I don't know. I don't really care about GTA, so...
Alright, pass. Raving Rabbids TV Party.
Yes, another one.
Another one? Skip it over?
Why don't they just get rid of Rayman?
I suppose the franchise would work just as well with the Raving Rabbids. I love them. I want a plushie of myself. And Miyamoto has been thinking about storage solutions, yes, which ultimately should have been in the minds of the Nintendo people from the very beginning. And if it was, well, you're playing with all of our minds and you're sucking cash out of our wallets.
They don't actually have any clear solution yet, but they're just saying, well, we know it's a problem, so we'll get on it.
Do you think an external hard drive could be in the works?
I have no idea. Maybe. But they have said they really haven't... Yeah. In the past, they've really denied that, so they could do a 360, but...
But with
and speaking of 360, it's time to go into the Microsoft.
No, we've been speaking for too long. I think we should cut to a track. This is getting exhausting. There's so much at E3.
Okay, we'll talk about Microsoft's offerings after the song, which...
Break My Stride by Unique 2. It's a personal favourite of mine. It gets me up and going, which is good for 2:15 in the eve. In the morning. My time skills are in the space between spaces.
Anyway, you're on Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9.
You can catch Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com.
Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter, the only radio station and the only technology-based show that is an iPhone-free zone. Ooh, what a rarity. All right, we're in for our second part of the E3 report with Microsoft. All hail Microsoft! Hail! Okay, I'm rather indifferent to Microsoft, personally. But some interesting stuff is coming out of it. Okay, at E3, this particular year, Final Fantasy XIII will have a United States release for the Xbox in addition to the PlayStation 3.
And it was originally meant to be a PS3 exclusive.
Well, this is actually pretty big news, because the Final Fantasy franchise has been an exclusive to the PlayStation since...
Basically, the fanboys will go where Final Fantasy goes.
Yeah.
So, it's a big win or lose, depending who has it. And seeing as more people in America have a 360, it makes sense for the 360 to have a Final Fantasy. And they've also got Final Fantasy XI on the 360, which is another big surprise.
But they've had that outrageous...
Well, isn't that much of a surprise.
But I've been rather frustrated with the Final Fantasy series in the last couple of installments. It seems very samey, and even though the look has been growing better, the actual plot and character developments, there's not enough innovation in the series. It seems more of the same, which is ultimately Twinks.
Well, this time you play as a female, as a kick-ass single female lawyer, a girl.
Do you want to repeat that, just so it makes sense?
A single female woman.
A single female...
A strong, woman. Independent woman. In a Final Fantasy game.
Yes, in the Final Fantasy series, with the exception of Final Fantasy X-2...
No, they're still crybaby bitches.
Moggy.
She's still... All she does... The whole point of X-2 is that she's basically hung up on Tidus being missing and goes searching for it. She doesn't care that... She doesn't want to live an independent life.
Well, as I was saying, that in the past, in the Final Fantasy franchise, women have been limited to mostly spellcasting roles with physical attacks that are very so-so to poor.
And now you have a woman who's basically a female version of Cloud. It's Cloud without the penis.
Cloud without the penis.
And even more girlish hair. If that's possible.
Even more girlish hair than Cloud without the penis. I think that's what they should probably put on the box.
It's Cloud without a penis.
Cloud without a penis. That'll probably sell quite a few.
You can kind of tell it's nearly 2:30 in the morning.
Yes. Now, Avatar, a new interface.
Yes, this one...
interesting stuff.
Yes, this one has been around in rumor form for a while and has actually been announced. And I've actually seen videos of the new interface, and I don't like it. It looks incredibly ugly compared to the old Blade system. It's essentially adopting the old style. It's not the old style. The Vista style of interfaces, or the media style.
Well, Microsoft has been making some rather, well, I personally think, poor choices when it comes to how it's selling itself, and it is leaving the market open to other people to take in, like opportunist cats like they are. And this happens to be no exception.
But the Avatar system is actually quite, I think, from what I've seen of it, it actually looks a lot better than the Mii. There's a lot more to do, and they're promising a lot more updates. And hopefully in the future they'll even have achievements that unlock clothing. And I think Rare's even behind the whole system.
Yes, but do these avatars have as much personality as the Mii's are supposed to have?
I think even more so.
Even more so?
Yeah, they're a lot more a representation of what you feel or who you want to be or who you are.
I had a look myself at some of this, and the representation of people looks an awful lot like the avatar system that you'd probably find on Yahoo Messenger for free. That's how I interpret it, and it probably would add more personality to a lot of online play, which is pretty much what the Xbox is all about. How it, rather than having an avatar, which is just a picture of, say, Invader Zim, it would actually be a picture of your face, but not your face.
But yeah, they've also changed the whole thing around in terms of the way a community is, how you control your community settings. Like, instead of having just your gamer card, your gamer card still exists, but it's now bundled with your character or avatar.
No.
And that means when instead of having a list of gamer cards or your friends list, you now have a list or a bunch of your friends walking around this area.
Now, how closely does this resemble Sony's Home?
Quite differently. Home is basically Second Life.
Well...
But for Sony.
Okay. Now, Lips.
Yes, this was the other big one. It's basically... This PlayStation has had a quite... It's one of its biggest hits on the PlayStation 3 is the SingStar range. It was a big hit on the PS2, but now it's continuing on to the PS3. But yeah, and that's sort of one area where... Well, there is Rock Band, of course, but where the PS3 is sort of gloating over the Xbox 360. And Innes, who have actually made Guitar Man, and one of my favourite series of games, the Odun EBA games, is actually making Lips, which is a karaoke game. Or a percussion game as well, if you really want to play just pressing buttons at times.
It looks as though all this together has been done before. Especially, well, karaoke games, very SingStar, and percussion games. Well, rhythm games aren't exactly new. I mean, take Donkey Konga, for instance. That's been around for ages. And they went for the Dreamcast with the maracas.
They're actually doing that for the Wii.
They're doing that for the Wii. Yes.
Samba e Domingo, or Amigo, something like that.
I think that the Dreamcast was the greatest console of them all, and the most underappreciated. But that's just me.
Ooh. And the last one is finally Castle Crashers, amongst other ones. There's a whole bunch of announcements going to be released today, since there is still two more days of E3. But this one I particularly like is Castle Crashers is finally given a release date. For those who don't know, it's made by Studio Behemoth, who basically, or the Behemoth, they made Alien Homicide, which was a really big game on Newgrounds, and it's actually created by the creator of Newgrounds, along with Dan Paladin, who did the art style for it. Anyway, this is their next logical game, and it's basically, I think, Golden Axe, along the lines of Golden Axe, but cool.
Oh dear, I think I'm having a caffeine crash. I think that's enough.
I think we're both having a caffeine crash.
That's enough for Microsoft. Let's cut to a track now. We were supposed to cut to Break My Stride by Unique 2, and that was supposed to lift me up, but you didn't play either of them. But we're going to play it now. Here we are with Unique 2, Break My Stride. We're going to go out, get ourselves a cup of coffee, or maybe...
And we'll be pumped!
We'll be pumped! Here on Joy 94.9, this is Lee's Rainbow Rufflecopter. It is an iPhone-free zone, except for that reference and the one before, and this now.
You can catch Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com.
The only gay, geeky radio program that happens to be broadcast on this channel between 1 and 3 a.m. on Fridays. It's a real meaningful thing to me that Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter has that particular honour. Ah, E3, we're almost done, we're almost in the home stretch. What we have here, for the last part, is Sony.
Yes.
Sony is coming out with the best of re-releases.
Basically platinum for the PS3.
Wait, couldn't they just get the original PS2 games and play them on the PS3?
Yeah, so... But these are platinum, these are best of... Ooh. Yeah, these are re-releases of PS3 games. But platinum, I was... You read the show notes wrong. I mean, similar to PS2 platinum games.
Ah!
Silly Heathcliff.
Oh, I'm in the doghouse tonight. I must be a little bit less dyslexic when it comes to my radio.
And surprise, surprise, another God of War.
Well, they seem fairly popular, and they seem pretty, well, formulaic in its production.
And very homoerotic.
Very, very homoerotic. I don't think of these kinds of things while I'm playing my video games. Is that the reason why you've been playing so many video games alone in your bedroom?
Quiet you.
And a bunch of PlayStation Network games have been announced.
Which is no big surprise.
Well, what kind of things have been announced?
Like another Pixel Junk game? I'm actually quite angry that they haven't come out here yet on the PSN. Please give us the Pixel Junk games, please, Sony.
Also, to all those subscribed to Netflix, if you can in Australia, I don't know it, or Foxtel Box Office, or or Telstra Movies, move
or whatever
over,
service you use,
or any service, move over because Sony will be offering. Oh yes, and iTunes. I can't forget that one. I'm just being fair. Sony will be offering video and TV rentals.
Movie and TV rentals. Yes.
So you're not actually buying the movie. You're just going to be renting it for a short amount of time. How does this service supposed to work?
I don't know. I didn't really get much information on it. It's basically like Netflix for your PS3.
Well, that's coming up on your PS3 sometime in the not-too-distant future. Or your computer right now.
Oh, wait, I've just got a message in. A special promotion message.
Ding, 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 ding. Moggy has got a message.
This just in. Carol Wilkerson on air from 9 to 12 today will be interviewing the legendary Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, wow. In fact, if I were you, I would get your sleep right now so you can be fresh and energized to listen to that interview.
And then after that, the very lovely Paul Anthony will be on air from 12 to 4, straight after that. And we'll be joined in the studio by Tez and Nicola from Girl to Girl, telling you where to go this Friday afternoon.
Now, this isn't the first time that Cyndi Lauper has been in the Joy 94.9 studios.
No, we love Cyndi Lauper.
How old is she getting?
I don't know, but she spoke the wisest words in the world. Girls do want to have fun.
Of course they do.
Yes. So we can see, she's actually a prophet.
If you want to think about it that way, go ahead. But I would think of her less as a prophet, but say an icon for young girls and young women growing up in the 1980s looking for a figure. I mean, if you ever looked at some of the hairstyles and characters under Grassy, you'd know that there was at least a little bit of Cyndi Lauper in all of them.
And still in us today.
And still in us today, all of those people that were born in the 1990s and a little bit back.
Anyway, let's continue on.
Oh, boy.
And home, which is just one red
herring. Take me home, country roads.
Home is just one big giant red herring at the moment. When are we going to actually see it?
Elite Rainbow Rufflecopter, we cannot discuss the colours of red herrings.
For those who don't know what home is, it's essentially the PlayStation's answer to Second Life. You can create your own avatar and go around places and do gamey sort of related things. And they've announced some more details about this elusive service.
Mm-hmm.
It will be free.
It will be free.
And they made a big hoo-ha about all the features, which is basically a set of what you can do in every other goddamn virtual world.
Well, it's free. But if you're already going out to...
But I imagine there's going to be microtransactions involved, like T-shirts, for extra clothing and all that.
It makes sense. A bit like Gaia Online, really, and Gunbound, and every other game like that. Maybe that could be the next progression or step for the Animal Crossing.
Microtransactions.
Microtransactions and Animal Crossing.
You know, the Wii actually does have pay-to-play now.
OMG.
That was announced months ago. There's certain games with a red logo on them, the red Wi-Fi logo, will have pay-to-play, which will basically be like MMOs and all that, and special and downloadable content. And I think the first game for that actually came out at the start of WiiWare. But anyway, yeah.
The home virtual worlds, which is kind of like Second Life, only not. And kind of like World of Warcraft without the goblins, the ghouls, and even the magic, will feature game-themed areas where fans of games can hang out.
Yes, I think the example they used was Drake's Fortune.
Well, it seems to me that a lot of the games that are out for the PS3 at the moment are racing simulators and football games. So maybe if you got some bleachers and you could get all the sports fans to crowd around in the bleachers and talk to each other, they could yell and they could be loud and they could get themselves virtually intoxicated.
And how about we...
boring.
And how about we just get some... How about we lighten things up with two general pieces of news?
Something that's not associated with the big three.
And Mega Man 9, which we actually talked about 2 weeks ago.
It's one big step forward and another big step back.
Yes, in a good way. It's bringing 2D back. Just like Justin Timberlake brought Sexy back. Mega Man is bringing 2D back.
Did he really bring Sexy back? I don't think he's all that in a packet of chips. I don't think so. But that's not what we're here to talk about on Elite Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9. On the topic of Mega Man 9, which is what we're talking about, it is the topic, the subject,
Yes, I think you've made that clear.
It will be available on all console download services, which yes. is your WiiWare.
No Steam love.
No Steam love. And Keiji Inafune will be, who was the original character designer yes. for the Mega 8-bit. Man series, he will be returning to the series. Mm-hmm. A lot of people kind of consider that the Mega Man series has been losing its way in the more recent installments.
Battle Network!
I liked Battle Network. Am I the only person that liked Battle Network? Even though it is kind of childish and cliche, at least it was fun. And that's what counts when you're with video games. It's supposed to be fun! Mega Man Battle Network is the whipping boy of the video game industry.
Mm. And then they made like a sequel set years and years afterwards for the DS, so that was equally as poor.
And action figures, and an animated series, and all the other stuff that you just associate.
Yes. All that shiz.
All that jazz. Now, Rock Band number 2, what can we expect from this?
First, I'd like to say I'm really annoyed by this, because the game is set in it's going to be released in the US around September, which is when we get the original one.
Could you please repeat that?
We get the original Rock Band in September, when the US gets Rock Band 2.
And how long has Rock Band 1 been out in the
United States? It's been out for like a good year and a half.
Well, I think it's high time that some of these people from the big
three
get off their fannies and actually distribute their product around the world. I don't care that Australia, in terms of market size, is insignificant and disproportionate to the United States. I want my games now! We received an SMS from our friend, which unfortunately I didn't mention earlier in the program. Could we please have our mail program back up, please, Moggy? What does it say?
Which one? This one?
Yes. Thank you so much for not talking about World Youth Day. Thank you, Moggy. You saved me. You made me dodge a bullet there. Instead, could you talk about the proposed National Broadband Network and why a particular company should not run it? Thanks, Dave.
Well, you did some quick research, so you can blab on about that.
That particular company would happen to be Telstra. Now, I am not fully aware of all the facts when it comes to this national broadband network, but from what I understand, the entire thing will be spearheaded and the contract will belong to Telstra, which is now a privately owned company. Now, in the nature of privately owned companies, it is no longer a public amenity and therefore is subject to all the rules of the market economy. Now, the fact that Telstra has this particular contract means that, well, it's could be considered I guess monopolistic in the way, because there are a lot of people out in regional areas that will be wanting this particular service, and the fact that Telstra is providing this particular service means that they have 100% of that particular market share, meaning that they can potentially exploit those customers, even though compared to some of the other internet service providers in metropolitan areas, even though they might charge more and get less customers in those areas, the fact that they have monopoly in such a large portion of Australia might mean that they might be earning more through that. And, well, that's my two cents. I'm not fully informed on the subject. In fact, I really don't know very much about it at all. I'd suggest that you make the decision yourself and do proper research, just like a good informed citizen should. It's your patriotic duty to keep aware of the economy and keep everything in check. All right, I think I've acted pious enough for one show. Have we move on to a track?
Yes, and then we'll say our goodbyes after it.
Goodbyes.
You can catch Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com.
To future programs, the number is 0427JOY949. Or you can email on the air at joy.org.au. It's simple and it's cheap as chips. Yes. And unless you're working with the national broadband program that Telstra is bringing out. Well, that's my opinion anyway. All right, DeGrasso Brothers, you've spearheaded this particular task of
of
reviewing this game. Go at it. And you've got, well, seeing that we're here this late, it doesn't really matter if we go a bit over time.
Think Beatmania, Konami's Beatmania with Rock Band, and you have an idea of what it is.
Is that about as much as you're going to go?
And it's really, really fun.
It's really,
and
really
fun.
And
you can download, it's actually one of the first Nintendo DS games. It's also one of the very first Nintendo DS games to feature downloadable content.
Alright, that's a pro. What about a con?
It can get very hard.
Mm-hmm.
And this has not. This is probably my fault, but it is very hard to get into because there's Japanese. Yeah.
I've also noticed that all the songs on the program are in a MIDI format.
Oh, yes,
so
they're in MIDI format.
So fundamentally, you're playing a music and rhythm game with the same technology as a polyphonic ringtone. Is that right, Monkey?
Basically.
So why should people play this game?
It's essentially fun, and if you have a bunch of friends with DSs, because there's band play mode where you, up to 8 people can play an instrument, and you rely on each other to play that instrument, to play the song, or else the song just sounds really, really crap. If you have a Japanese Wii, you can access the speaker channel, which allows you to have music, all your music coming through the Wii.
Could I get it on the Australian Wii channel?
No, you can't.
Ooh, snap. They don't want us importing their games. But if they didn't want us importing their games, then they should release them faster. That's right. I'm saying it again. Get off your fannies. It doesn't take that hard. It's not that hard. I mean, I don't even care if my colour is spelt without a U or my mom is spelt with an O. Just get it over here. At least, but I understand the difference between Japanese and English and American English and English English. English English is my language of choice. But occasionally I speak American English at home.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if I could write that on all those forms that ask if you speak a different language at home.
Hmm.
That is a question that I will not dwell over.
And we'll leave you with that.
Really, we should leave them with something better. We should leave them with a thought. I think I should rephrase the quote from Jay Sherman from The Critic again. If the movie stinks, just don't go. If the movie stinks, just don't go. Don't put the money into their pockets. That'll encourage them to make more. That's all there is to say here on Lead Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9.
Make sure you listen in two more in another 2 weeks.
Coming next is Overnight Joy with
music.
With music. Oh, no, I think we've got presenters
now.
No,
music. Oh. It's pure music.
Pure music.
Yes.
I am wrong.
So get your funk on.
Yes, but, well, let's get our funk on. Because what else are you supposed to do at 3:05 in the morning other than sleep?
Anyway, have a great night.
Toora.
Toora.
You can catch Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com.